Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take to protect for your family, your business, to benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Lucille Kring is in the house. Welcome.
Thanks, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. Joe Harden's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Honoring our law enforcement continuing this week. Because I guess I could say again this week, because I honor law enforcement every day. I think everybody should. I shared this with earlier in the week, that I probably never make a good juror just because I am biased. I am the first to admit it. I have no qualms about saying law enforcement is right, criminals are wrong. It's just the way it goes. And yes, I probably have, in my mind, convicted most criminals before there is a trial. I'm proud to say that one as well. I just don't care. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing financing plans. And to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio National. No Dishes Day today. No, we're not gonna go there. National Visit Your Relatives Day. Maybe not that one there either. Let's go, being that I have beaten anorexia, we'll go with National Cheese Soufflé Day. I like that. Cheese soup. Of course, then again, when it comes to the food, I am there. Chocolate soufflé would be a little bit better, but we'll take what we can get. This can't be bad. It can't be chewy when you're begging. Just the way it is. Moving right along, the markets. Now they're up a little bit today, 8.23. Yesterday we talked about the markets. Why were the markets down so much yesterday? It's called hysteria. You've got a bunch of loons on the left listening to the lunatic media. Yes, that would be, they're not news sources. The Washington Post, it's not a newspaper. I would say that the National Enquirer gets it right more often than the Washington Post. The New York Times, they're just as bad. The Clinton News Network, equally as bad. So we come out and hear this information on, today's Thursday, Tuesday. We get the information that Mr. Comey, the former director of the FBI, has memos stating that the president asked him to stop some investigations. Okay, so maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. If it was really true, and Mr. Comey has a great reputation, maybe had a great reputation, I think that reputation is really involved himself in presidential campaigns more than anything else, but that's a separate story. But so the market takes a big dive on this news because they think that there's some sort of obstruction of justice taking place. The Washington Post references the New York Times. The New York Times references the Washington Post. Nobody does any real work. Then you see Clinton News Network. They're about as worthless as they come. 92% their programming, according to the Media Research Center, 92% of their reporting is anti-Trump. They have nothing worthwhile to report. Because then what happens is today, if any of these so-called, I'll just call them tabloids, because they're really not much of a news source. So if any of these tabloids or these propaganda machines, I'm going to even go so far as to say it might even be a coup. But here's the issue. If they ever do any kind of research, they might find out how bad the information is that they're disseminating. Because unfortunately in this day, and maybe even fortunately, but in this day and age, everybody's got a video. And when you testify in Congress, they all are grandstanding. I mean, you get a bunch of politicians, they're grandstanding. They just want their 5 minutes. Have you ever noticed that when they do their questioning, and that's why we take calls on Ron Siegel Radio for this exact reason. So the question starts off with they've got 5 minutes to speak. They give a 4-minute speech, ask a 10-second question, and then get upset because their question was not answered. Unbelievable how this happens, but that's the way politics is. But unfortunately, there is a video from May 3rd of the current year. May 3rd of the current year, when under oath, Mr. Comey came and said he never had a politician or a... Can the president stop an investigation? Yes, they can. Has it ever happened? No, it has never happened. It has never happened. So May 3rd, it had never happened, but for some reason, on May 16th, the media is going nuts that it has happened. How does that work? Well, it's called the media not doing their job. Now, I am all for the media. I am all for them doing their job. What their job is to be an oversight group. An oversight group. We want them to do oversight of what's going on in the marketplace. They're not doing that. What they do is they go out there trying to see who can be the first to get some story out to market. And, oh, by the way, if it's accurate, yeah, that'll work. If it's not accurate, Global Traction on page 77 in a fine print where nobody should read the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Clinton News Network. Amazing how these organizations continue the same way, but they don't ever hear that. And you start hearing, again, we'll go back to politics. It's all about politics. That's all these folks are talking about. There is now a movement of the liberals, the Democrats. They're out there right now, not worried about what's good for the country, but they are now doing, according to, I think it's McClatchy, there is testing. How does the word impeachment poll for Democrats? Not whether there is a case for impeachment, but whether impeachment, you remember, I mean, if you're old like me, you probably remember the Nixon administration. What cost Gerald Ford the possibility of being reelected? It was simple. He went and pardoned Richard Nixon. Why did he pardon Richard Nixon? He came out and said it very, very plainly. You don't have to surmise why he did it. He pardoned Nixon because he felt it was in the best interest of the country to move forward. Where are the people looking out for what's in the best interest of the country? The Democrats right now, they don't care about that. They just want to keep their jobs. All they care about is how is the word impeachment going to poll test for them? If it poll tests well, we're going to continue hearing some of these loons coming out. Yes, Maxine Waters, you are one of the loons referred to, coming out talking about impeachment. But, you know, maybe I'm missing something. I'm certainly no law enforcement officer. But I thought you have to have some grounds for impeachment. What is the president that has been proven? Not just the hype that we get from the loons on the left. Yeah, Chuck Schumer, you're one of those loons that is absolute. Well, where's my friend? I think they came out and they were going to tell us exactly what I think of you.
You're absolutely useless.
Maxine Waters. Elizabeth Warren, not only is she useless, she's a liar and stupid. So let's think about this one. She came out and said the corporate tax rate is much too high. The corporations were paying for everything. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever shaken hands with a corporation? I haven't been able to. I can't find out how to shake hands with a corporation. I can't sit across the table with a corporation. You see, corporations don't pay taxes. What corporations do is they collect taxes from you and me and then forward our money to the government. Will they call that double taxation? No, they're not going to do that because they want more money. But when we look at taking the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%, get rid of it completely, it'll be even better. Then you will have more money. The corporations will have more jobs. You'll pay more taxes. Oh, yeah. It's about getting revenue. It's not a rate. See, I talk about this also when we talk about real estate on a regular basis. We talk about the APR. We talk about percentage rates. I have people call me all the time and say, how much is your rate? And I say, who cares? Because it doesn't matter. What's really important to people, should be important to people, is the Benjamin Franklin rate. How many Benjamin Franklins have to come out of your pocket to meet your obligations? On this side, when we're talking about taxes, who cares what the rate is? Charge us 1% and have $10 trillion coming into the government. I promise you all of our problems will go away. Because it's dollars that we spend. When we have our politicians allocating money, they don't say, I'm going to allocate 1% of our gross revenue to this project. No, they allocate dollars, Benjamin Franklin's. I guess there probably should be some bill that's higher than that when you're talking about government, but it's allocation of dollars. That's the whole issue. Now, if they would start talking about the allocation of dollars, we'd be better percentages. We could talk percentage rates. It's all about the dollars. Think about that concept. As we move our discussion towards police appreciation, holy cow, have you seen what's going on in Seattle once again? Seattle, they must have jumped off the deep end, because not only is their tax policy goofy, they're charging people to drink soda. I guess they think that that's going to make sense. They'll charge 2 cents for soda. Think about that one. Now, law enforcement do not have suspects any longer in Seattle. They're not allowed to have a suspect within a crime. It is a community member. We must call them a community member. That's the new term, because suspect is offensive. And we wouldn't want to offend a criminal. Of course, they probably don't want to lock them up either. But the reports sources point to a suspect who shot 3 officers last month after a downtown Seattle armed robbery. The officers involved in that incident were writing their use of force reports. They were required to refer to the shooter, Demarius Butts, I wonder where his name, as a community member, not a suspect. Unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
And where's all that stop? Start. Well, we had this conversation earlier in the week when we were talking to the deputy chief of Anaheim Police. It starts at the top. And why don't we, thank goodness, we don't have to talk about Barack Obama anymore. Because think about this one. Have you heard the name Oscar Lopez Rivera? Oscar Lopez Rivera. Well, he was sentenced to 55 years in jail, and then another 15 for more infractions, incitements, and problems. Yeah, President Obama, he's sorry for the man. So he commuted his sentence on the way out the door. Just another one of those. Why would you want a criminal in jail? I mean, it might hurt his feelings. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the finance markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about law enforcement appreciation. Sue Kring is in the house. Joe Vargas is in the house. We'll also talk about the number one answer to housing shortage, home shrinking again, and household debt reaching recession high levels. Got a lot to chat about. We're going to be doing it. Don't go away. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. You look at your dream house? Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 75564. There's a free service for you. It's going to send you a text message after you put in just a little bit of information there. You're just going to put in what size house you want, what city you want to live in, maybe what zip code you want to live in. You're going to get a text message whenever there's new properties available. Find your dream home before someone else does. The answer, number one answer to housing shortage. Very simple. It's construction. We've talked about that many times. The biggest challenge to today's housing market is the shortage of housing inventory for sale. A normal market is a six-month supply of homes for sale. Currently, that number is below 4 months. And here in Orange County, if you're looking to sell a house, if you price it properly, you're going to have it on the market for about a week. I just saw one last week. It went on about a week and a half ago. And within about 72 hours, they had 17 offers. 17 offers. Unbelievable. Now, do you believe that they had to discount the property if they had 17 offers? It probably was sold above asking price. Builder confidence is up. I've shared this with you before. We're at about 1.2 million new homes being built in America right now. 1.2 million. Our friends over at Chapman University, they tell us we need about 1.5 million new homes every year just to keep up with new household formation. And the properties that are going obsolete just need to be replaced because they're too old. Think about that. We've got a 20% million shortage, yet we're still out there wondering what's going on. That is real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So during this week, I know that the 15th of May is set aside as police appreciation. It was flattering to me. I mean, I love watching what goes on. But finally, for the first time, we saw a president of the United States use some technology in a great way. I don't know, Lucille, Joe Vargas, both in the house with us. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but the White House was painted in blue for police appreciation. That's what we should be doing, right? I mean, we've seen rainbows and France and everything else. Why not honor our own law enforcement here in America? Absolutely. That makes total sense. So both of you work with an organization called Cops for Kids.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about Cops for Kids. What is it?
You know, well, Cops for Kids was started in 1992 by myself and Officer Knight. And really what it was our attempt to reach out to children in some of the needy areas of the city of Anaheim. I've always felt that cops have tremendous influence on children. The badge, the gun, the uniform has a tremendous influence. And we started teaching karate classes in 1992 in Anaheim. About 20 kids. Gradually progressed to the program it is today, where we reach thousands of children in the city of Anaheim. Prevention program, hopefully, will keep them out of gangs.
You know, that's I think it's great. Watch. It's amazing when you think about this, the work that law enforcement does that does not get noticed. And you know what you're saying right there, I was just trying to look up here, and I haven't gotten to it yet. A friend of mine happens to be the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And also an organization that's become national, started by law enforcement. I mean, maybe is this going to go nationwide?
Well, Cops for Kids, there's police activities all across the country. There are cops in almost every city, whether on their own volunteer time or doing it part of their assignment. I mean, we all remember their officers, and due to budget cuts, you know, most of their programs in the United States no longer. So we have children without having known or police officer. We do resources for the city. We try to reach those areas that are prone to gang activity. We're a big city. We have the same issues that everybody else has in any city. And one of the things we do in Anaheim Police Department specifically is dedicated not just to arresting gang members, but keeping kids to becoming gang members.
You know, that's it. One of the things I think that we, you know, and Lucille, I know you're involved in the organization as well, but also very, very involved in the Anaheim City Council. So one of the areas that I think that we might miss a little bit in our education program, and I know that the council doesn't oversee the schools, but it's still not in the school area. We still haven't got to the point where kids see police officers as their friends. You know, you're saying the comment there that, you know, out there talking and teaching and whatnot, but because of the uniform, and I'm not a specialist in child behavior, I know pretty well three of them, but, right, I mean, I can speak for my own, is that we don't do enough to make it where people see police officers as a friend, that big blue uniform, and with all the, unfortunately, with all the gear that the officers need to wear. You know, they're big, they're overwhelming, they've got the big badge and a gun and that belt that has 6 million things.
And the camera.
And the camera, right? Right, I mean, so how do we educate young people from that early age that number one, law enforcement is a great profession and the men and women they're serving are great individuals?
Well, I think a lot of those police are getting out of the cars and community policing officers actually get to know, for example, Joe mentioned a couple of the hotspots, Anna Drive, for example, or most of the village, they're hotspots for gang activity. And the police are getting out of their cars, they get to know the kids, and that's it. I think parents, if you know parents, that's fine, but I think the police officers have to get to know the children and build that relationship. And a lot of times, since we do not have the DARE program anymore, a lot of the police officers will go to a school to write up their reports, so they have a presence there. And we have a lot of programs where police officers will go to different events, the night out, national night out, and they will bring the canine officers, and the kids love the dogs, and the dogs will behave, they can pet them, they can talk to them, they can do anything, and then the dogs will do tricks. There's something that the canine officers do when they go to a school, they say, watch my dog, he can open the door, and of course they've got a clicker that unlocks the door, and the dog comes rushing out, and the kids think that's amazing. So it not only teaches them for respect of the police officer, but also respect for dogs, which I think is a healthy thing since I'm an animal lover.
Sure.
But, and so we have different things. We've got our programs where we have kids going into the Explorers and kids going into our junior cadets. And
right.
The junior cadets, they wear a shirt that says, respect given is respect earned. learn. And these kids sometimes come from a very poor background where they are jumped or could be jumped into gangs. So their parents put them into the program. Maybe a teacher says, this kid's going down the direction. I think he needs to be in this program with Cops for Kids. And this year we graduated over 400 kids from those programs.
What does a graduated mean? What does someone have to do to be considered a graduate?
They go through, I believe it's 9 months of education, and it's physical. They learn how to eat healthy and be healthy and exercise. And it's also schoolwork. These kids need somebody to help them through the schoolwork. And Joe, you're more apt to talk about what the curriculum actually is.
Well, the curriculum, everything. It's a drug education. Simple basics of the law. They also get a practical sense of what police officers do with that by the very scene. But we do focus a lot on things like discipline, responsibility, and respect are part of the curriculum that we do. And by discipline, yeah, it's a little bit who behaves during the course of the training. Push-ups, or she, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's not just kids' efforts. We also look for children's leadership skills. We also look for children that maybe are shy and lack self-confidence. We're one of the few programs where we're talking to the teachers. And the teachers who see these kids every day and probably as much more than the parents are probably the best harbingers of their talks. And I think across the nation, we need to do a better job of listening to teachers and identifying those kids who are most at risk. And, yeah, one of the big problems is we significantly reduce negative police interaction. We just had simple respect for the authority of the police officer.
I think we're losing respect in a lot of areas. More, you know, teachers are not getting respect. They
mm-hmm.
deserve. Law enforcement is not getting their respect. The concept of teaching respect is a huge issue. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Also going to chat a little bit about homes are shrinking. I wish I was shrinking. Household debt reaches recession-level highs, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you own real estate or
have... You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, maybe even a debt consolidation loan, Gold Star has programs for you. I didn't even mention this because I missed it earlier in the broadcast. Freddie Mac came out this morning with their mortgage market rates. 4.02% is the 30-year fixed rate loan with a half a point. Last year, this time, 3.58%. Last week, 4.05%. And yesterday, rates even went further beyond what's being reported on the Freddie Mac rates. So if you're looking for a debt consolidation loan, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. And yes, of course, we are seeing homes shrinking again. Again, I wonder what they mean by again. So single-family homes are starting and shrinking according to the National Association of Home Builders. According to Q1, first quarter 2017 data from the census, quarterly starts and completions by purpose and design, and the National Association of Home Builders analysis. Median single-family square footage was slightly lower at 2,389 square feet. That is a national number, not just here in Taxifornia. Average square footage for a new single-family home declined to 2,628 square feet. So they're getting a little bit smaller. We're starting to see more and more people wanting to go into the multi-unit facilities and working closer to their homes, even the lofts, and public transportation. It's starting to cross the country. So we are seeing things happen. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our good friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Lucille Kring and Joe Vargas are in. We're talking about cops for kids, but we're also chatting respect. I'll throw this out to either one of you. A friend of ours, a friend of the broadcast, Larry Broughton, a retired Army Ranger, came out and he said that, you know, we were talking before the break and during the break about respect. He came out and said that his belief is every citizen should be required to serve 2 years. And he didn't say that it had to be 2 years in military, but serve 2 years. And it could be cleaning up the parks or cleaning the trash on the side of roads. There's a million, Lucy, you probably know this for sure from city council. Probably a million and one things that people can serve our communities with.
We do. We honor our volunteers every year, and without our volunteer base, we could not afford to do the services that we actually provide for the city. And that's the parade, 4th of July, Flag Day, Halloween parade. Also, the cleanup of the cities. I used to be in the neighborhood from Anaheim Beautiful, and we would get the nonprofits, Rotary, Kiwanis, et cetera, and church groups. And they would go out and pick out a priority neighborhood, which again is a high density, prone to gangs, and we would go out and clean up their neighborhoods. And at first, the neighbors would look at us like we were some crazy group of people cleaning their house, painting off the graffiti and sweeping up the area. And eventually, after a couple of times, they would start to join us because they wanted pride of ownership in their neighborhood. And to this day, it still continues. It's been around for about 10 years, and the neighbors come out and they keep fine. So sometimes when you give them a hand, they will take it and they will run with it. So
why can you put that, Lucille? Because a lot of people think about all the handouts that people want from government.
Right. No.
A lot of people are pride of handouts.
Right. they will go with it. And so they want their community to look as fresh as they say the resort or this area, the hills area. And so they come together as a group and make it happen. So the city government can't do everything. So a friend's idea about serving for 2 years, not sure. That's the Israel model in Switzerland. I think they have to be in military for years. So I don't know if I would propose that as kind of a surrogate mentality. But I think that getting involved.
I mean, even if you don't force it for the 2 years, Lucille, to me, it's the foundation of it.
Well, they learn tremendous skills being in the military.
No, I'm not saying they even need to be in the military. And Larry didn't say that. It was just serving.
Well, I think that goes to we're a servant people. We like to help our neighbors. And it's funny how people will get involved if they know a problem exists. Like the whales. Remember the whales were stuck years ago?
Sure.
They couldn't get out because everything froze. And the Russians came in and the Americans came in and they cut all the ice away. Everybody called.
They're going to get upset because of mentioning the Russians.
I know. It's a bad thing. But they brought their cutters in and they got the ice away to the whales because everybody's
So people work together. What do you know?
Together. Forget about the politics. We need to work together. But I think if people know there's a problem, they can solve it. We have the Green Birds, which is an organization from Japan that these two people in the colony area have started, and they go out once a month and pick up all the trash. I think people need to pick up their own trash. You know, I see kids walking in the neighborhood from school, and they'll just throw their Coke cups and their wrappers from their potato chips in people's neighborhoods. Their parents should say, no, you don't trash other people's neighborhoods. It has to be learned from the parents on. I don't think it's my responsibility to go out and pick up another kid's trash. That's your responsibility, but we need to train them to do it.
Well, you know something, and it goes back to what we were talking about with the education before and trying
right.
to get
respect.
Right? I mean, I remember when I was a young person, last thing I wanted was to ever hear that my teacher called my dad.
Oh.
Right? I mean, I knew that, boy, when I got home, there was going to be some serious discipline. You know something? I actually, I think I'll be 55 this year, something like that. I lived through it. And I made it. I believe with my kids. I think if I was a parent, people would start saying, well, you're abusing your child.
Well, you got to understand. We are parenting differently.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't know. I can tell you this. Ask anybody who's a teacher, who's the bigger problem, the student or the parent?
Mm-hmm.
Ask anybody who's coaching any
right.
type of youth sport.
Yeah.
And they will tell you that the greatest challenge is dealing with difficulty of the parent and the parental behavior. My daughter was an ASO coach for a little while, and after 2 years, she was fed up with the parents. The children she loved, but the parents were. But you talk about respect. Are we in respect to our own families? You know, we're complaining about respect for the police. And we really, you know, you talk about the year of service. We are doing something. I think almost every high school now has community service as part of their graduation requirements, and more universities are requiring service. And the surveys do show that the millennial generation does have a heart for service. They just got to understand where the opportunity to be given that opportunity. Now, the respect for police, it's not what it used to be. I can say that. You talk to any officer, you can see people challenging their authority for everything from as simple as a jaywalking violation where they refuse to stop because they'll say things like, you don't have a right, and then it leads to a physical confrontation. And I saw an accident tape out of the city of Modesto where a young female officer, at the request of businesses, was stopping a young man for bicycling in the business district. Not a big fence. He asked him, hey, come on, I need to talk to you. And the guy just orders, she grabbed him, said, hey, I'm talking to you, you have to, and turned into a physical confrontation, a little over YouTube, and the comment was, well, why the big deal about riding your bike? When in reality, she was working at the request of the business community. Chief Bratton, New York, says, you have a lot of rights. You don't have a right to resist arrest or detention. You have a court that can determine whether it was just, but part of the way the social contract works is that if a police officer will submit to that person's authority.
And you know something, though, because I'm glad you brought that up, because I've said many times on the broadcast, and I've had feedback from them, is that, not from law enforcement, But my comment has been every one of these videos that we see on TV, none of them ever include the part of I've never seen a law enforcement officer or a shooting or any kind of violence or physical altercation when the, what was the term I had to report this morning, community member, I'll call him suspect, right, says yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. Right? If you say yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I mean, I've had an issue where I didn't agree with the law enforcement officer. Doesn't mean that I'm going to get belligerent over it. I took my perspective to court, but while I'm in the presence of the officer, yes, ma'am.
Well, the number one way to reduce the use of police force across the country.
Right.
I mean,
it's a pretty simple process.
It's a difficult job. I mean, there's no easy, pretty way to put hands on somebody they don't want them to put. And also gives them the fact that we police an armed society in the United States. And police have to be very cautious, be hyper-vigilant to stay alive. You know, there was just a case just yesterday where Oklahoma officer, she was not guilty. People are irate about that. I see half a dozen videos where a person reaches into a car and pulls a gun, and you know the officer gets shot.
And I bet those same people would be irate if the officers didn't show up when there was a shooting. If there's a robbery.
It's a difficult job. I mean, and obviously the jury looked at the evidence and understood the difficulties of making split-second decisions under a stressful environment. I mean, I would encourage anybody to take the Citizens Academy here at Anaheim, where they'll take you through a use of force scenarios. Let's see how many people you shoot.
Right. And you don't have...
Probably more than the cops.
Right. And those people, we were talking about this on Tuesday as well, those people don't have... regardless of how well they do that simulator, they still know they're going home at the end of the exercise.
Right.
The officers, they don't have that. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. Lucille Kring and Joe Vargas, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about household debt reaching recession level highs. Is that good or bad? Well, we're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Go to VIPHeroProgram.com. Check it out. That is where we've gone out. Ron Siegel Radio, our team has gone out. Our professionals, real estate agents, lenders, attorneys, credit repair, all these different companies we've been able to find that will participate with us in giving discounts to retired, active, and reserve military, law enforcers, firefighters, nurses, teachers, a whole host of people. Go see if you qualify, VIPHeroProgram.com. Household debt reaches recession-level highs. On Wednesday, the New York Federal Reserve released its Q1 report on household debt and credit. According to the report, total household debt totaled $12.73 trillion in the first quarter of 2017. This means household debt finally surpassed its $12.68 trillion peak reached during the recession in 2008. This is $149 billion quarterly increase. Almost 9 years later, household debt has finally exceeded its 2008 peak, but the debt and its borrowers look quite different today. The record debt level is neither a reason to celebrate nor a cause for alarm, but it does provide an opportune moment to consider debt performance. Think about these things. Why do you think I was talking earlier about the debt consolidation loan? Maybe it'll help you get out of debt from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Again, that's the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Continuing our conversation this morning, Lucille Ling and Joe Vargas are in the house. We are chatting about law enforcement. And I should, before we go on, law enforcement appreciation. This Sunday, I want to thank our friends over at Tempo Urban Kitchen, Polly's Pies. They're going to help us to serve meals for all law enforcement officers that are on duty at the roll calls for the city of Anaheim. So we really want to thank them for their participation. They helped us out with this last year. We're very, very happy that we're doing it again this year with these folks. So we've been talking about the cops for kids and trying to develop some respect. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting conversation. And when we think about, you know, how do we kind of turn our society over? And I don't get political on the issue, but, you know, a lot of these issues start at the very top, and I don't care whether it's the top of the country being the president, top of the state being the governor, maybe even top of the household being mom and dad, right? I mean, that's where some of this respect, we seem to be, as a society, Lucille, maybe you see this more in your job as an elected official, seeing that, you know, so many people are trying to pawn off their own responsibility to somebody else, pawn off our kids because we've got two household incomes.
Right, to the teachers.
To the teachers.
And so many times with the kids now, a lot of these parents are the boomers. And so they wanted to reach out and do their thing. So now they're kids. Nobody can make a mistake. It's my kid. Everybody gets an award just for showing up. And that's what's different with Cops for Kids. When we have our graduations, you get an award because either you were the tops in your exercise program, you were the tops in math, and you were the tops in whatever. But everybody gets a medal which is fine because they all participated, but you just don't come home with a big, beautiful, shiny trophy. You have to earn it. And I think that's the missing part. When kids are expected, oh, I just showed up, so I get a big award, and then the kids don't keep score at their games, it teaches them nothing about life because life is not everything is given to you. You have to work and get it and be recognized, and you have to have a skill. And I
like the idea, though, Lucille, where you're talking about I don't have a problem with two different awards. There's awards for participation.
Right, you get a ribbon.
And then there's an award for excelling.
Right, the best of.
Isn't that what our country's supposed to be about, trying to excel?
It's supposed to be, but so many of these kids now, they'll show you their room full of all kinds of trophies just because they were on the team, which doesn't make any sense because it doesn't teach a kid to excel. I can just be on the bench and I'm still going to get a trophy. And that's not right because when you go out into the real world, it doesn't happen. You've got a boss who expects you to do things. You just don't show up and get a paycheck just because you're sitting on the bench. And I think a lot of parents are making that mistake. And that's when you get in problem with the teachers, with the coaches that we talked off air. And it's more difficult to deal sometimes with the parents than it is the kid. And that's why teachers and coaches have such an incredibly difficult job. And that also translates into the police officers because they are a person of power. And people just think, I can do anything because I don't have to listen to the police officer.
So, Joe, so let's talk a little bit. I mean, we don't have a lot of time, but 20 years now, cops. What are you seeing from, are you seeing some of the people that went through the program 25 years ago? Are they paying it forward?
Yeah. I think what we see is, I mean, some of our kids in our karate program have actually gotten their black belts and are now instructing kids. Us audience. That was the first program started. Our instructor, Sensei Fred Mason, this man is heart old. He's watched these kids grow from fourth, fifth, and sixth graders to now adults and families. Look at our boxing club. Osric's program also supports. We have one young man that made it to the old tribes. He's very close. That program services over 100 kids, you know, almost every day.
Nice.
Yeah, coming in. You know, going back to respect, I'll tell you this, respect is a model of behavior. If a child has deserved respect given, either from their family, from the adults around them, they have a stronger tendency to model that behavior. We see it from our elected officials, and we see it from people who model that behavior. And around modeling states.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and it is one issue that went back to, and I kind of chuckled at it at the time, but when you see the athletes mm-hmm. that are consistently saying, hey, I'm not the role model, they get paid to be a role model. So they should accept that. But one of them that made it, and I don't remember, it might have been Charles Barkley, who basically said, your parents should be the role model, not me.
Right.
Well, I agree with the fact that the parents should be, but so should both.
I think, you know, when you look at it, you have people who, like, let's say, music's okay, but Kanye West.
Right.
You know, is this the person whose behavior we're modeling? You know, when you look at the lyrics of the songs that come out, what are we modeling for our children? We see that behaviors are out there. Where they, you know, where did they learn that?
Right. I mean, we've all said that, right? Where'd you get that from?
Right. And Chris Rock was just at the Honda Center the other night. And I can't tell how many people asked me for tickets. And he's the one that beat up Rihanna. And I said, are you sure you want to go? Oh, I love him. He's fabulous.
Oh, Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. I knew I'd get the wrong person. Chris Brown. But apparently it was a sold-out concert. People love his music. I've never heard anything that he's produced. But the fact that he beat up this young woman.
Right.
And people, I don't get that. It is such a disconnect. I can't even.
I'm with you, Lucille. Maybe I'm just old. But, you know, you hear some of the language that they use in some of these songs. And
so misogynistic.
I don't want my kids, or, you know, I don't have grandkids, but I don't want my kids out watching that kind of stuff and supporting it and financially money toward it.
Right.
But maybe I'm just old-fashioned. I don't know. Well,
I'm
again,
with you.
Thank you for what you do. We appreciate that. I appreciate you coming in and chatting about Cops for Kids. Great organization. If you want more information, we'll get some information on our Facebook page, or give me a call at 800-1990. And remember, I know that there was some pushback on Tuesday when I made this comment. If you see a law enforcement officer in the Starbucks or a coffee shop, this week especially, but anytime, pick up their tab form and just say thank you. And it's a, they're doing a great service for people. And also, on a personal level, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.